Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
10 years sober, Megan Ingalls has dedicated her life to helping others conquer their addictions, hoping to atone for her past. But when she receives a series of menacing notes, it becomes clear that someone hasn't forgotten or forgiven her role in the tragic death of Oliver Taylor, her former friend and the brother of police officer Jax Taylor. Jax blames Megan for his brother's death. When she is viciously assaulted, he's forced to consider she might have been telling the truth all along. Despite their fraught past, Jax is determined to protect Megan even as his family pressures him to stay away. As they work together to uncover who is behind the threats, old secrets come to light and long-standing animosities flare up. The closer Jack gets to the truth, the more he realizes that his feelings for Megan are anything but simple. As the line between duty and desire blurs, Jack must decide if he can trust Megan and if he's willing to risk everything to save her. In a town filled with dangerous lies, only the truth can set them free. But will Megan and Jax find it before it's too late?
I love it. I love how they fall in love, by the way, because remember at the end of book one, Fractured Memories, he was like, what's she doing here? And Noah was like, well, she's friends. She goes to small group with my fiance and Felicity, you know? And he goes, She killed my brother.
Yeah,
like that.
And it left you hanging at that.
Yeah, and you're like, what? So when that opening scene when she's trying to get help because she keeps getting those threats sent to her, and he's just so mean towards her.
Like, he doesn't believe it. He thinks she's making it up.
No, and Noah is like, man, there is no evidence to support. One way or the other. Like, he was trying to be very objective.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for Noah at that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
And this is the book that had... Jax had a lot of theories on the whodunit. Mm-hmm. And he talked about them and he expressed them. So it kind of threw you in different ways of thinking, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
Because of his conspiracy theories, I call them. Because mm-hmm. that's what it...
Yeah.
It's another cold case that gets reopened because remember the first one was a cold case too.
Well, and like, you know, when Jax goes home, his dad is just
so angry.
The anger he has. And like, they don't want anything to do with her. Like,
yeah.
So.
And then Wesley, we met Wesley back in the Triumph Over Adversity series in book two or one. Might have been I think it was book one. Do you remember? Wasn't it book one? Because Jason's wife is like a lawyer for battered women. Doesn't that sound right? And one of her clients needed to be sheltered away because her soon-to-be ex-husband was doing everything he can to keep her from getting into court to finalize things.
And they
tucked her away at Wesley's cabin, and Wesley was the one in charge of
Remember that, but that makes sense now, where his cabin, you know.
So, and that's like the only time. That's why, that's also why at the end Jax was like, you know, you really should meet with Jason and his buddies because they can help you get over this PTSD. They've all been there, been through it, you know.
I think he tried earlier, too. Like, in the earlier book, he tried to get him to join, and he...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's because he knows Jason, because I think they served together for a little bit, and
okay.
then... Yeah, but he was in that. So, but Wesley, that was interesting how that got set up, too.
Mm-hmm.
with Wesley, because you know how he likes to stay away.
I mean, he really literally lives off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in that cabin, it is off the grid cabin.
Yeah. I felt like this book pulled in a lot more drama,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of, like, tough conversations for Jax and his family. I mean, what did you think about when they finally bring Wesley in?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in the sheriff's office. I mean, what did you think about that kind of, I don't know, would you call it a conversation that went down? It was kind of a shooting back and forth and then out the door kind of thing.
Because Jax's dad still was mad. I mean, he's
so angry.
So angry. But, like, Jax was tired of getting blamed, like taking sides and getting blamed, because on the other side, Megan's grandpa did not like Jax either.
No, because of the trouble they caused for her.
I just don't think Jax could feel like he could do anything right. Like, they didn't care about what was happening to Megan.
Right.
And they wanted just, you know. So anything, like, I think he felt caught because he's like, I got to help Megan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to solve my brother's murder. Yeah. So it was kind of like he was getting caught because his dad was like, I'm not happy with what you're doing. Like, you know.
What do you think about that scene when she's at the coffee shop?
I felt horrible for her. Like, I know. Have to hear that and people still talking after I don't know how many years.
10 years later, there's no evidence. Like, you and she knew she was not responsible for his death.
But they heard about the recent things that were happening.
Yeah.
You know, and saying all that to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how Quentin just goes, are you a murderer?
I know.
Okay.
What? Right. But I will tell you, it was that scene. I knew who did it.
Oh.
When did you figure out? Did you figure out before the end who did it?
I mean, no. I had a feeling, okay, when he came in to talk to her, like I was saying, and, you know.
Yeah.
And she opened up and realized that her coworker hadn't updated anything on him.
Oh.
And that was kind of thing. And he kept asking, well, somebody asked you to do something bad, you know. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling. And then I was kind of thinking, because when they started eliminating some other people. Okay. And in that barn scene, that was freaky. When they were hiding. You know, when they got shot at his truck. She went back to the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so when that got eliminated, and I'm thinking, man, there only has to be like one other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start clicking because I'm like, oh, it said they'd been friends.
Yeah.
And then it kind of started clicking that.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh my gosh. Like,
mine clicked when suddenly his mom was sick.
Well,
That's when I was like, oh, okay.
You know, I kind of started wondering, but then when they were using Zeke and, you know, and Cody, and I was thinking, huh?
Yeah. She does a good job of deterring you down different avenues. Yeah, I think him explaining his thoughts and the police explaining their theories a lot more in this one, I feel maybe that's where the drama comes in more.
But I think so.
Because you're like, oh no, you feel like you're on a wild goose hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And well, all the.
Yeah. I was trying to find out what happened to Zeke. You know, when they found him. Yeah. Then where has he? You know, nobody's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing wrong, kind of.
But they also found out what Oliver was doing, too. Like, he wasn't. Like, they didn't know.
They didn't know that until.
And I thought, I wouldn't have suspected that, you know, with the talk, you know. But I felt really bad for Megan. Just so bad. Mm-hmm. She was just trying to help. And
I thought she also, the storyline was really great. Like, not one that you typically read. So Megan is a recovered addict.
Yes.
And
Jax lost his brother basically to the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and he comes from an outstanding family and they were really just torn apart about from it. And so, I don't know. I thought she did a really good job of addressing how family members might feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like that closure piece that she brought when they discover some of the stuff behind, mm-hmm. like, Oliver's last days.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan truly was just trying to help him.
I'm telling you, when you read these, I'm like, I don't want to go outside anywhere in the dark by myself.
Yeah.
Every little sound.
Now you know how I feel.
What did you think? I know that first attack.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not going where you're going.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
And she, you know, I can't say that because I might give something away. But yeah, that was pretty intense. And I kept going, Jax, hurry up. Hurry up. Mm-hmm. You need to get there. Because it was kind of like this intense thing for her. And then all of a sudden it flips to his perspective and he was just driving home and like, oh, this is odd. A car pulled off. Oh, this is odd. And I'm like, would you hurry up already?
It's kind of like when you watch a movie. Yes. It's like, why are you taking so long? Just go. But, you know, and listen to him, like, I don't know how they survive running sometimes through woods in the descriptions. Oh. Or they're like wearing heels.
I loved how she was like, yoga was her preferred choice of exercise.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe I need to get some cardio.
Yeah.
Like, oh. The other one where she ends up in the pond. It was a pond, oh, right?
Yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
word.
Yeah, that one was a little.
I mean, I couldn't have done it.
In the middle of winter.
Being submerged.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, and then
I was like, are you going to get to her again, Jax? Because you take it forever, man. I didn't even feel
without
like.
Without giving hello? Too much away, Hanzi got a drone for his birthday.
Oh.
So I was like, ah!
Even though it's a little one, I was just like, oh, dear. Oh, God.
Oh, the things you
I
can
literally just
that.
Read that book and then he opened that. I'm like, oh, no.
He's going to be coming
He's
at you.
He's going to be coming at me with it. Can you imagine him?
I know. No. But he won't do those things. With
no,
it.
No, no. But still.
Also, the thing that was set up by the boathouse, how incredibly ugh. Creepy is that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did not like that part.
No. I was really creeped out by
and
that.
And you know, like, what they did and how what happened there?
Yeah.
I would be almost afraid to stay at my grandparents' house.
Yeah, I'd be like,
because how do you know they're not going to take, and it just, you know.
I know, but then the special forces guys were there helping, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, but when they decide to go for the drive in the rain to do the recall, I'm like, what are you thinking?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, backup was on its way.
Well, back up.
And that was another thing where I was like, Noah, Dawson, like, maybe, like, step on the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay?
And maybe like, not go until you're all together.
That's
like,
true.
It's like the horror movie. Don't go in the basement
like,
alone.
Common yeah. sense. And, like, Jax is going, I don't think this was a good idea. You think, Jax?
Come on. Jeez. Yeah. No, I didn't
Anyhow.
Think of that.
Yeah.
That would have been smart. I like Dawson through this.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed him. And then it does end with a cliffhanger for him. So then you want to get into book three, but we have to wait till February of 26, which is actually just around the corner.
Maybe mm-hmm. Link can send us some free book, like
a teaser.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that stood out to you in this story? I love the healing that Jax's family gets at
yeah.
the end,
mm-hmm.
Especially with his dad. And it really, they needed his dad to take that step
mm-hmm.
for everybody else too,
mm-hmm.
because he is the head of that
mm-hmm.
home. I'm really excited to see what Wesley's going to do, to be honest. I don't mm-hmm. know if he'll be part of the Badge of Honor series, because I don't know. If she's thinking like he'll end up being a police officer and be able to be in the series, or if he's going to be his own spinoff.
But I think kind of after that, I think he's going to try to be more with the family, like
with
like,
people.
Like, I know, like, the family dinner. And yeah. I like how his mom's like, let's do that, but it just needs to be us first.
Yeah.
Before we, which I thought was good, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Because I would be a nervous wreck to go to that family dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you were Megan.
I'd be like, oh, boy.
Yeah. yeah. But they did apologize to her, right? Am I right? Or they were going to. No, his mom said, we need to talk with her. So it would be definitely a relationship forged through fire because of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot to overcome, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about levels. We'll start with inspiration level.
Mocha.
Yeah, mocha.
Yeah, I would agree, mocha. And then we'll talk about mystery level.
Latte.
Latte.
I would agree. There's a lot of mystery in this one. So latte there. Drama level.
Latte.
Latte, latte.
Like three lattes at least. I don't think any of us are drinking a latte today either.
No.
We got apple cider chais and you got a macchiato. So no lattes in the house today. All right. What about the romance level?
Mocha.
Yeah,
it's
mocha.
It's kind of hidden in there a little bit.
Yeah. yeah. They're like.
A lot of denying.
Yeah. Because they were unsure of like, can we actually make this
enemies.
Work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frenemies.
Frenemies.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally, the suspense level.
Latte.
Latte.
Probably. Triple. I'd give it like, yeah, triple latte.
Yeah.
I felt like this one was pretty intense. Like every time you turn around.
Yeah. You couldn't even be relaxing in the backyard in this one. Like you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Bam.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm like checking the back seat of my car. Which Derek's always been like, you need to check that before you get in every time. Mm. Like, okay. Just like he's like, head on the swivel, head on the swivel. Be aware of your surroundings. I'm like, okay, okay. So, anyways. He's very... His thing is always, expect the unexpected. I'm like, okay.
But you don't want to live in fear. You can't live in fear.
He's like, no, it's not living in fear. It's being alert. Being alert. Oh, I love it. But then when he's with me, I'm like, yeah, he's paying attention.
I do lock my doors now at the library.
That's good.
After that little situation that happened at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lock it.
It's a good thing.
Oh. Yeah.
I did. There are some kind of like, okay, here's one thing.
Okay.
Let's end the podcast.
Oh, that's in the podcast. Did you not end it?
No, we hadn't ended it. Oh, my word.
We got to do the
last
right,
well, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What is your overall lasso rating of Dangerous Lies?
Three.
I agree. All right. That's the end of our discussion of Badge of Honor series because there are no more out right now, but we highly recommend it. And the third book will be out in February of 2026.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.